Welcome to day 295. We are up to Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, and these are the Mishnayos for Shabbos. And we're continuing to discuss what is considered part of the fruit such that it would be impacted by the halachas of Orla. We know that a tree during its first 3 years of existence, so all of its fruit are off limits. And we said that really is quite limited to the fruit themselves, although we might expand that a little bit today. But yesterday we learned how leaves and shoots, all of that is not off limits because they're not really part of the fruit. So that would be okay. You're allowed to get benefit from those even during the first 3 years. So our Mishnah is going to continue along those lines. What is and what is not considered part of the fruit for the halachas of Orla. Says Mishnah Ches, an koklos, those are grapes that are destroyed or ruined or spoiled before they reach the third of their growth. Vechartzanim, the pits of grapes, vazagim, the grape skins, vehatemed shalem, temed we've seen before, is when you take really the schmutz of grapes, things that you probably would otherwise throw away, the pits and the skins, and you have them soak in water, and that turns into a kind of low-quality wine. In all of those cases, continues the Mishnah, klipe rimon, the outer, the peel of pomegranate, the hanet shelo, and its bud, that's like the crown-looking thing in the bottom of the pomegranate, klipe egozim, the shells of nuts, v'hagarinim, pits of all fruits, and all of those examples, asurim be'orla, they are all prohibited for orla, meaning during the first 3 years, you are not allowed to partake of them or get any benefit, even though we learn that it really applies just to the fruit itself, and these things aren't necessarily the fruit, still it says espirio, and that extra word, et, es, includes a little bit more than the fruit. It's not going to go so far as to say things that are not part of the fruit at all, like yesterday, leaves and shoots that are not part of orla, but espirio includes the fruit itself plus the things that are around or secondary to the fruit. So that is all subject to the halachas of orla. Uva asherah, it's also usher as an asherah, and perhaps that's a kava chomer, because we already know that even if it's not subject to orla, it might still be usher be'asherah. Asherah, again, is when there is, it's a type of tree that was worshipped or used in the process of Avodah Zarah, and anything that was used for Avodah Zarah, for idol worship, is off limits. You're not allowed to get any benefit from it. So if these things were used in that process, it would also be usher to get benefit from afterwards. Uva Nazir, and a Nazir who we know that is not allowed to have any grape products, these things would be included in that. You're not allowed to eat the grape skins, not allowed to eat the pits, etc. Umutarin Birevai, but you do not, in the fourth year of a tree's existence, when we know you have to take those fruits to Yerushalayim, you do not have to take them to Yerushalayim. It's a little bit more lenient by Revai because they were never usher to begin with. There was never a prohibition to eat that fruit. The halacha is you just have to eat it in Yerushalayim, and therefore it has a lower level status because it was never usher to begin with, and therefore you'd be allowed to eat these things in the fourth year, even outside of Yerushalayim. The hanovlos kulam asuros. Novlos are fruits that fell from a tree before they were fully ripened, and the halacha is that it doesn't matter that it fell before it was ripe. It's usher in all of those cases, meaning it's usher, certainly what we said before, Orla and Asherah and Nazir and even Revai. You'd have to take that to Yerushalayim because those really are fruits. Granted, they weren't fully ripe, but they are fruits. They have the full status of fruits, and therefore you'd have to keep all of the halachos of Orla and Revai, and they'd also be subject. Nazir can't partake of it, and it would be usher to get benefit from it if it was used as an Asherah. That is Mishnah Ches. Now says Mishnah Ches, Rabbi Yossi Omer, notin yichor shel orla. You're allowed to take a branch from an orla tree and replant it, even during its first 3 years of existence. Because as we saw yesterday, a branch is not subject to any of the halachas of orla. It's not the fruit, and what we learned today, it's also not secondary to the fruit. So all the halachas of orla do not apply to a branch. And even though, by the way, orla generally prohibits not only eating the fruit, but also getting benefit, getting any hana from it, still the branch is not subject to any of that. And therefore, you'd be allowed to replant that even during its first 3 years of existence. But ain't notes, an ego shall orla, perhaps obvious to us at this point, but you're not allowed to plant a nut of orla to grow something new from that, to grow a new nut tree, because the nut itself, mipnei shehu pri, because the nut itself is the fruit, and therefore you'd be getting benefit from that nut during your first 3 years. The ain markivin bekafnios shall orla. You're not allowed to graft branches that have clusters of buds of dates. You might graft them together. You're not allowed to do that during the first 3 years because you're getting benefit from it. I mean, it's going to start getting nutrients from one another, as we talked about grafting. And this seems to be Rabbi Yossi Lishitaso, because Rabbi Yossi said earlier that buds are considered like the fruit itself, even though the Tanakhama said not. So Rabbi Yossi is being consistent here, saying the buds themselves are fruits, and therefore, even though they haven't been fully developed, if there are buds of dates on a branch, you cannot graft that onto another tree. That would be considered getting benefit from it during the first 3 years. Even though, by the way, you might not be eating it during the first 3 years, still Chazal said, or Rabbi Yossi saying not to do it, because you graft them together, you won't realize that the new fruits really are subject to it, and therefore you might end up violating the halachas of Orla. That is the end of Perek Aleph. We will continue with the second Perek tomorrow.